The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Megan Scully is with me now, the freelance broadcaster, to talk about the news. You would have heard it in the last couple of hours that Spain's former Football Federation boss, Luis Rubiales, has been found guilty of sexual assault. People will remember him kissing Jenny Hermosa after the Spanish World Cup win a couple of years ago, ordered to pay a fine of over €10,000 and has a restraining order attached to the ruling as well. Megan, how significant is this decision today, do you think?
Well, I think for a lot of people, it's going to open up a conversation and about consent. And it's something I think that's brought up quite a lot and probably too often, to be honest, because I think it's still quite blurred for some people. And I think a lot don't really understand what exactly consent is, because I remember seeing that video and I remember seeing us watching it live on television. It was Australia 2023. And I remember thinking, well, that doesn't seem right. And that's very unusual. And I think a lot of people are kind of wondering, why is he kissing a player? And then, lo and behold, the case comes forward and now we have the results.
I mean, it's amazing. It's only a couple of years ago, and yet there was kind of a debate and a discussion had in places afterwards about whether what he did was really that wrong.
Absolutely. And again, it became a very much so him versus her, and on social media, people were taking sides. And it's not what it's about. You're not meant to take sides. It's to be about educating people about what exactly consent is. And, you know, he tried to argue his case was that they're really good friends and that she did consent to the kiss. And he said he had a conversation with her when he was up celebrating with her. And I read the some of what he said, and he said he had a full-blown conversation. He said, "Do you mind if I kiss you?" And he said that she consented to it. But then I was thinking, in that moment when there's celebrations going on, we see them all the time when it comes to finals and whatnot. And I don't know who would have that time or that kind of energy to have such a conversation and have to say so many words, because I think a lot of times when you see team celebrations, there's almost disbelief, there's cheering, there's singing, there's crying, there's emotions, but there's not really that much conversation taking place. So the conversation that he seems to allude to having with her, that sounds like something more like a conversation that a couple have after a date when they want to maybe possibly are discussing about whether they'll have their first kiss or not. So it just all didn't make sense. And there was outrage all over the world, because I guess, again, it was dampening a huge moment for not just the Spanish women's team, but for women's sport in general. Like, they were on a huge stage. And again, it was taking away from what should have been a moment for the Spanish women's team.
Yeah, and it's interesting because Jenny Hermosa talked about that, and so did the other players in the aftermath. That's what really kind of stuck in their craw, was that all of the discussion all over the world, including in Spain, was about this kiss rather than them winning the World Cup.
Absolutely. And, you know, she just said herself that she didn't consent to it and she was completely uncomfortable with it. And she said now actually she in quoted saying, "I felt disrespected. One of the happiest days of my life was tarnished. And I think it's very important for me to say that I never thought, much less expected, that this would happen. I think personally that it was a lack of respect." And she said her life has been turned upside down. It affected her own life, her family's life. There's been death threats sent to her. And as you mentioned, like, we're here talking about it now because that's unfortunately what has come out of it. And that has been the moment that will probably, you know, her name now, unfortunately for her, will probably go down with this court case. And when we talk about Jenny Hermoso, people probably will mention the case before they mention that great win that they had over in Australia.
At the same time, might there be something positive out of this, or a positive sign maybe that we could discern amongst all of this? And it's that the standard we expect of people is increasing, obviously. I'd wager, had this been 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that Luis Rubiales would not be in any bother whatsoever. That people would say, "Jenny Hermosa, would you ever get over yourself? Just kind of a celebratory thing, and he lost the run of himself. Who cares?"
Yeah, and I think, I suppose that's probably, again, social media, because, 15 years ago or so, that pretty much didn't exist, and it wouldn't got, like, you know, viral wasn't really a thing back then. So I guess it was probably the outpour. It was like he was asked to resign because of the pressure from social media and from the outcries of everyone around the world saying how disgraceful it was and how upsetting it was. And I think it just, again, it opens up a conversation about what is consent. And consent for certain people, like, you know, I often think about, you know, when you meet someone, you don't know, do you shake their hand? Do you give them a hug? Sometimes there's a kiss on the cheek. Sometimes a double kiss comes. And then you're, but I always think you don't know what the other person is comfortable with. So whereas I might be comfortable meeting someone with a hug, they might be comfortable with just a handshake. And it's around conversation, going, you know, letting someone, and sometimes you think conversation, you think verbal, but sometimes you know by someone's body language whether they're comfortable with just a handshake or sometimes just a wave. And it's just kind of knowing what everyone else is and what everyone is comfortable with.
Yeah, it's interesting, some of the texts coming in, you know, it has to be said. I mean, listen, people who text into a radio station are not indicative of the population. I wouldn't use it for a kind of opinion polling. But the not great support for Jenny Hermosa. And I mean, to those people, I'd say, you know, walk down the street and start randomly kissing people and see how that goes for you. Regarding the kiss, my biggest issue with it is if the genders were reversed, would there be the same reaction? What do you say to that?
Oh, that's an interesting one. But would people have found it as uncomfortable? Do you remember a couple of years ago there was, forgive me now because I can't remember the exact game, but the presenter, she was female and her boyfriend's team won, and I believe it was soccer as well. And she was doing a live piece to camera, obviously with the team and all the celebrations, and he ran over and kissed her. Now, he, of course, was her. They were in a relationship together. Mm. But, you know, it was probably a bit unprofessional because she was effectively working. And so I guess there would be the debate about it, but this, I suppose it's just because there are issues around women's sports. They're trying to level the playing field. Women's sports want to be treated with the same respect. And, you know, that's what she said. She said she felt disrespected. So I think, you know, I speak to a lot of sports people and women in sport. And they, I had a conversation with some Camogie players recently about amalgamation with the GA and the LGFA and what they thought about it. And, you know, I said, what does that look like for you? What would you like to see? And they all just said, we just want to be treated equally. That's all we want. It's just, we want to be treated the exact same as men's sport. And that's what I guess the bigger picture here for this whole case is. Everyone just wants to be treated the same. You want to go out, you want to play your sport, and you want you don't want controversy around. You want to be able to just go out and play it, be comfortable and come home and spend time with your family and friends until you go to your next game.
Yeah, I suspect had the genders been reversed, there wouldn't be the same outrage. But then the salient point is that how often are men victims of sexual assault at the hands of women? You know, I think that's absolutely a factor, isn't it?
Well, the stats are out there. You know, like men are obviously victims of assault as well, but it is predominantly women at the hands of men. And that's statistically, we're not just saying this, this is what's out there. If you look at any reports, you will see that. So that's where I guess the issue underlies, that she said she felt disrespected and she felt uncomfortable. So we have to respect what Jenny said. She was, of course, on the world stage. And, you know, there was talk about, you know, he didn't get... they tried to bring case of coercive control as well, but he was acquitted of that. And apparently there was a conversation on the plane home where someone tried to tell her to get a picture or video with Luis Rubiales so that it looked like, you know, it was innocent. So obviously they knew then that there was an issue underlying. And, you know, if a woman says, I'm not happy with that and I'm not comfortable, you have to take her word first.
To all those people texting and saying there was nothing in it. Again, if the people around Luis Rubiales immediately realised, oh my God, this is problematic, let's try and engage some sort of cover-up almost immediately on the plane home. That tells you everything you need to know. If I walk down the street and I kiss someone, I'd expect to be reprimanded. I wouldn't expect prosecutors to look for a prison sentence. Sport finals can get exciting when teams win, so emotional celebrations happen after every final. Kisses, hugs galore since the dawn of time. I mean, it wasn't as soon as Jenny Hermosa kind of knocked in the winner, and this was the seconds afterwards. Like, time had passed by. He grabbed her by the face and he kissed her. I can't believe I have to kind of defend Jenny Hermosa on the text line, but there you go. Anyway, 087 1400 106. Megan Scully, freelance broadcaster. Megan, thanks a million for joining us. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.